Where is she? Of course, of course. You open your eyes and the first thing you ask about is her. You are so far gone. Shall I pretend that I don't know who you're referring to? Should I? What's the point? Where would that get me? We both know that you are obsessed with your nemesis. Your nemesis who almost killed you. Actually, it's not almost killed you. She did kill you. She left you on the battlefield. Broken and not breathing. She just walked away. She didn't fly. She walked. She didn't care. I'm the one who saved you. I'm the one who brought you here. I'm the one that's been watching over you, pacing, worrying. I am the one who had your back, because I always, always have your back. And yet you open your eyes and you ask about her. Oh, of course, I understand. I understand. I'm a hero. I know what it's like, only it's not like this. Because you are obsessed, unhealthily so. Just stop. It's just insulting at this point. It's insulting that you think I'm still clueless. It's insulting that you think I have no idea what you've been up to. What you've been planning. I am insulted and hurt and worried. So why don't you just presume that I know everything? Because I do. I know everything, and I'm disappointed. I'm so disappointed because I never thought you would be a cliche. How are you not a cliche? In love with your evil nemesis. That's pretty cliche. That's pretty sad. That's pretty pathetic. And yet, here we are. Oh, you're worried about her, aren't you? You're worried. Well, don't be. There's absolutely nothing to worry about. Not that my reassurance will stop you, because you are obsessed, infatuated. You are just so far gone. Now, I get it, I do. I really do get it. The whole bad girl thing is sexy. It's tempting. And I wouldn't mind a little flirting. A little banter. But betraying the council? Turning your back on who you are? Oh no. No, no, no. That was never going to happen. I wouldn't understand. See, you're partly right. I don't understand. Because your nemesis, your evil, evil nemesis, is just the worst. She is awful. Selfish, sly, sneaky. Cold, detached. And you're in love with her. You are so in love with her. You've been dating her. dating your nemesis.
Ugh.
Just thinking about it makes me feel dirty. She is not worthy of you. And yet you would throw everything away for her. Because you love her. Only you don't. Not really. You do not love her. You just think you do. Because you're broken. You are broken. And that breaks my heart. She did this to you. She messed with your mind. She swayed you and turned you and twisted you up. And now you think you're in love with her, and you are willing to throw everything away to be with her. Only, I was never going to let that happen. Of course I wouldn't. I always have your back. I always save you. Even from yourself. Your nemesis. What she did was beyond any crime ever committed before. And that's saying something. Because her rap sheet, it is nearly endless. From petty crime to major crime to utterly insane crime. This tops them all. I have to admire her somewhat. She did it with such panache, such style. She tricked you. She seduced you. She got inside your head. That cold, unfeeling bitch convinced you that you were loved, that you were adored, convinced you that this is not what you want, the life of being a superhero. How could you not want that? It's who you are. You are noble. You are just. You are powerful. And you are ready to throw that all away. Throw it all away to be her bitch. No, that was never, ever going to happen. What are you doing? Oh, you're trying to. Get loose. Oh no, you're no longer injured. You are in perfect, perfect order. But you won't be able to escape because you're not better yet. Physically, of course, you are. Physically, you are the perfect, perfect specimen. Gorgeous and strong. But mentally? Oh no, mentally we have work to do. Stop. Just stop. Why can't you see what she's done to you? Why are you so happy to just be so willingly blind? Why do you cling so tightly to that love that isn't real? Of course it's not real. It can't be real. She is evil. And you are not. You are a hero. Not just any hero. You're my hero. You were going to leave me. How could you do that? How could you do that? You would never do that. I know you. I know you to your very soul. And I know that you would never leave me because I love you. I adore you. You are my everything. And yet, you are going to leave. You are going to turn your back on everything. You are going to ignore your calling, betray the council, and just walk away. Run away. Run into her arms, her evil, evil arms. Of course you're broken. Of course you are. To even think of doing a thing, you are not well. But I will fix you. Because I always, always fix you. I always have your back because I love you. I adore you. You are my everything. You are my guiding light. You are my hero, and I will fix you. I will save you even from yourself. She'll come and save you from me. Are you listening to yourself? Are you hearing the words that you're saying? That is a sign of a sick, broken mind. She's evil. And she's... not in love with you. No, I haven't killed her. Not yet. Don't worry. She's safe for now. I'm not going to be the one that kills her, slaughters her, removes the stain of her evilness from this world. That's going to be you when you're better. Oh, my darling, you are so twisted up. You're not thinking straight. If I were to kill her while you are so hopelessly in love with her, what do you think would happen? Well, I can tell you that you wouldn't get better. You would get worse. So no, that wasn't an option. As much as I want to, and I really, really want to kill her for touching you and... I do want to kill her, but I can't. I need you to realize that she tricked you, that she manipulated you, that she lied to you. So, she can't die, not yet. Instead, well, she's not the only one who can scheme and plot. I've fought enough supervillains to know how they think. They're Machiavellian. They're sneaky, so I was sneakier. I plotted and I sowed the seeds of mistrust. It was so simple. She was so certain you were under her spell, but it was so easy to make her unsteady. So easy to plant doubt. And today, oh, I could not have asked for more. The way that she just unloaded on you. The way she was so cold in her fury. She killed you and walked away. Are those the actions of someone who loves you? Oh, you were just so hopelessly taken with her. But don't worry, I can fix that. I can fix that. Oh, but don't worry, darling, I have plans and schemes and plots because... this is going to take more than just being a superhero. Because this is going to take more than just being a superhero. I mean, it hasn't worked up until now. You haven't seen my adoration. You haven't returned it. This will take a touch of evil. This will take getting my hands dirty. Ordinarily, I would never resort to such base action, but I can't let you do what you were planning to do. So, I'm going to be a little villainous. But I'm still a hero, and I will still save you. And when we are done, when your mind is one again, I will watch as you kill her. Then I will take you in my arms and I will adore you and you will adore me, just as you were always meant to. Oh, there's no point in struggling. There's no point in fighting. Though I know you will, because... well, that's just who you really are. I'll fix you. I'll make you whole and I will make you love me. Because you're my hero. Because you're mine and I refuse to let her take you away. I will not let her take you away. So rest, my darling. We have a hard fight ahead of us. Because you are so, so broken. But I will fix you and you'll be mine again. No, don't say that. Don't say that you were never mine. You were always, always mine. You just didn't. Just rest. And don't worry about your nemesis, your beloved nemesis. I'm making certain that she's kept busy. That she's kept away. Until the right time. But that is a long way off because you are so broken. But I will save you. I will fix you. I will have your back because I love you. Because you're my hero and you're mine. You are all mine.